Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. In Zechariah chapter 2 and verse 8, God says that he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. The apple of the eye. You guys know what the apple of the eye refers to? That's a phrase people use. The apple of the eye. It actually talks about the pupil, the black part in the middle of your eye. That's called the pupil. And that's what it's talking about. The apple of the eye is that black part in your eye. And it says, God is saying, if anyone touches you, they're poking me in the eye. But it's not just that. That's how personally God takes it, by the way. If somebody gives you a hard time, they're giving God a hard time. If somebody is mistreating you, they're mistreating God. If somebody's kind to you, they're being kind to God also. Because God calls you the apple of his eye. Now imagine, what would you do if somebody on the playground, let's say some kid pokes you in the eye? I don't know, but I think when I was a kid, I would deck him. So if somebody pokes you in the eye, you're not going to be happy about it. And probably you're going to do something about it. God is the same way. If somebody pokes you in the eye, God will deck them. If somebody poked God in the eye, God will deck them. And it's the same thing. In other words, God says, don't touch my kids. Don't mess with my kids. And by the way, every person who believes in Christ is one of his kids. Now here's the thing. There's another meaning to that. In the language that the Bible was written in, which was in Hebrew here, that word apple is not so much the pupil alone. There's more to it than that. That word in the original language actually means little man. What he's saying is, you are the little man or little woman, as the case may be. You're the little man in my eye. Now, have you ever noticed, and maybe you have and maybe you haven't, that when somebody is looking at something very closely, sometimes you can see the reflection of that thing in their eye. You can see the reflection of lights in people's eyes. And you really look closely at something, and you can see the reflection of what they're looking at in their eye. That's really what God is saying. He says, you're the reflection in my eye. Now, here's the thing about that. In order for something to reflect in my eye, I have to be looking at it very closely. What that means is that you have God's attention. But you don't just have God's attention, you have his complete attention, and it's never interrupted. In other words, God's always paying careful attention to you. He knows everything about you. In Psalm 139:2, he says, he knows when you get up and he knows when you sit down. That's pretty good. I get up and sit down a lot. I don't know how many. Have you ever counted how many times a day you get up and sit down? It's a lot. I don't know how many, but it's a lot. God says he knows every time that you get up and every time that you sit down. And then he says, God even knows your thoughts before you think them. That's how closely he's paying attention to you. He's not saying to himself, oh, this is what Jesse is thinking, or this is what Harley's thinking. He's thinking, so 50 years from now, this is what Jesse's going to think. That's how carefully he's paying attention. That's how well he knows you. There's nothing about you that he doesn't know. He even knows how many hairs are on your head because he's paying such close attention to you. Now, there's never going to be a time in your entire life when God is not paying complete attention to you. Why? Because he loves you. You're precious to him. You know how your mom and dad love you and you love your mom and dad? Well, your mom and dad and you are human beings. And as much as that can happen with human beings, it happens. But God is not a human being. God is far greater than a human being. He's far more able than a human being. He's far smarter than a human being. He's far more powerful than a human being. So when God says he loves you, when God says he pays attention to you, it's not to the limit of a human. It's far beyond what a human is able to do. You know, humans fall asleep, right? They won't pay attention to you all the time. They have to sleep sometimes, or they have to eat or something. So there'll be times when their attention is divided. With God, that never happens. His attention is never, ever divided. And because He's everywhere, He can pay attention to you and everybody else equally, and it's still complete attention. Like, we can't double task that well. I can't pay attention to you and to you at the same time equally. Now, I can have you both sitting there. I can talk to you both and things like that. I can hear you both. But I can't really fully pay attention to you both. Have you ever been with people, maybe some friends, and there's several talking at the same time, and you can't really hear any of them? You can maybe focus on one, but you can't really hear the rest? It's not like that with God. That's the human limit. With God, is He can hear every single one of them completely and equally at the same time, and it still doesn't divide His attention, because He's everywhere. And so, you can always be assured of that. Sometimes people pray, and they say, God, do you hear me? Because they don't get the answer to their prayer as quickly as they might like. And they'll say things, God, do you even know that I'm praying? Do you even hear me? And the answer is, He hears you. He doesn't just hear you. He heard you long before you prayed it. He already knew what the prayer was. So you might pray today, but God knew the day that you were born was in your prayer. Because He's paying that much attention to you, and time doesn't limit God. It limits us because we're human, but it doesn't limit God. And so I want you guys to remember that, that God is paying attention to you. You've got His attention. You will always have God's attention. If you pray, you don't have to say, excuse me, God, and He's not going to say, take a number. You can just pray, and you know He's going to hear you. If something happens, He's already aware of it. For example, if I'm watching you, and let's say you're holding your Bible there, you don't have to tell me you're holding your Bible. I can see that you're holding your Bible. Why? Because I'm paying attention to you. Now, if I don't look at you, then you might have to tell me you're holding your Bible. With God, He never turns away. With God, He always knows your condition. With God, He always knows how you're doing. With God, if you're doing well, He knows it. If you're not doing well, He knows it. Because He never takes His attention away from you. It's always on you, and it will never, ever stop. That's going to be there till the day you die. And when you die, you're going to go to heaven, and it won't be a problem because then you're going to be with Him. But even though you can't see Him, He can see you. And He can see you very, very clearly. Now, sometimes you can feel Him, and you can sometimes hear Him, and you can sometimes see the effects of His presence. But you can't see Him. And that's by design. So that it would be faith, right? So that we would have to believe. But that does not mean He cannot see you. You guys ever see an ostrich? You know what an ostrich does when it gets scared? Sticks its head in the sand. Because an ostrich is not very bright. An ostrich thinks if it sticks its head in the sand, whatever's happening will go away because it can't see it anymore. Well, we're not like that. We may not be able to see God, but it doesn't mean He's not there anymore. Sometimes you can't even feel Him because you get so occupied with other things. Right? Sometimes you get a big test at school coming up or something. You're very occupied with this test. Or sometimes it's Christmas and you're very excited about Christmas. And you can't always feel God's presence. It doesn't mean it's gone away. It just means you're occupied with something. In other words, and I'm sure you've had this happen to you. Mom or dad are saying something to you, and you don't even hear them because you're concentrating on a toy, or you're concentrating on your homework. And you don't even hear what they're saying to you. And then they have to say it again. And finally they say it a third time and say, "Do you hear me?" And you're like, "Oh, you said something? But does that ever happen to you?" It happens to me all the time. Now here's the thing about that. You get occupied and you get distracted. And that's normal. But that doesn't happen with God. He doesn't get distracted from you. So if you're talking to God, He hears you. You never have to say to Him, "Do you hear me?" "Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely, I hear you." Why? "Because I've never stopped paying attention to you." That's what God would say. So you guys going to remember that? You always have God's attention because He loves you. You're precious to Him. You're special to Him. And He loves you. And He'll never, ever stop paying attention to you. Even if you do something you shouldn't do, don't do it, but even if you do something you shouldn't do, He's still going to be right there, and He's still going to be paying attention to you, and He's still going to love you. Because you always have His attention. You understand? Okay, good. That's it.